Welcome back to this episode of the Friday podcast. We don't have a special guest this week. We are each other's special guests.
Yeah, hello, a little bit different this week. Hello. Hi. Elizabeth, where are you right now?
I am currently on the continent, as they used to say. I am in a little town called Marburg in Germany. Where are you, Naomi?
I am still in our humble little flat in Widcombe for a couple more days, but yeah, we are separated for this podcast.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Ooh. It's very strange.
We have to be really careful not to talk over each other, and that's hard.
We do. Yeah. Hard.
So I guess we can still call this a Friday from the flat because you are just
in the flat. Yes. Yeah. Half of us are in the flat.
Yes. I'm not there.
Yeah. You are in the flat. I've got you on video. It's all good. You are here with me. Always in my heart. Oh, my God.
This is our last podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit different this week. Elizabeth has compiled all of the beautiful, beautiful outtakes. I must say, there are some bangers in
it. There are some that will not be published. But those that we thought were appropriate for a wider audience, we have thrown together now.
I really don't know how you're going to make this sound anything other than completely demented.
But enjoy.
Yeah, and so if you aren't familiar with our format, if this is your first podcast of the Friday Flat to listen to, wow, what a great
where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been? If you haven't heard any of these before, apologies, this is not going to sound very sensical.
Sensical. Is that a word, sensical? I mean, I feel like this shows a lot.
Well, it's nonsensical.
There we go.
Sorry.
It isn't always fascinating, is it?
No, I've zoned out, sorry.
Well, at least you two girls, on a Friday, you have a good laugh, don't you?
We do. We have a good... We have a good little high-pitched giggle.
Do you do that all the time anyway?
Yes, Claire. Yes, we do.
On with the show. Just record the audio for our little jingle.
We have quite a few clips of us singing our own jingle, and we did also get an offer from within the fellowship to record us a special jingle.
I think Lavender's Blue, Chris singing along, would be perfect. Yeah. Chris will send you a copy of one of his songs and you can have a good laugh.
Well, Chris, we're still waiting for that little clip. I just began imagining in my head what it sounds like.
Well, yes, our creative challenge segment did reveal quite a few unusual tastes and talents within the Widcombe Fellowship.
Up until last summer, when I was 64, I'm 65 this year, I could still do a cartwheel and a headstand. But I don't know that I can anymore.
Maybe not. Maybe wait for a bit. Yeah.
I'm not sure whether I dare try.
Yeah, no. Michael, have you tried any of our creative challenges yet?
What answer do you want to that? Do you want the honest answer or the answer that makes it sound like I've been doing them?
The honest answer, because we've given you a shout out if you mad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, not so much, no.
Well, I think you'd be great at it. I'm expecting some poetry from you.
All about exploding eggs.
You could even do like a train-themed one.
You could.
Do you know what? Speaking of train-themed poetry, I have actually got a book on the go about, which is an anthology of railway poetry.
Really? Oh, my God.
I didn't realise that was a thing. Are there a lot of railway poems?
There's a short, reasonable number, yeah.
Enough to make a book out of it.
Do you have a favourite one? Can you read it to us?
I can do if you want. I haven't necessarily got a favourite one.
Well, a short one then.
Only the one poem or do you want multiple poems?
Just the one.
Whatever you've got time for.
Elizabeth!
and what sort of theme do you want? How's, like, serious? Nostalgic?
Well,
cynical?
Whatever you want people to hear you reading. Are there that many poems on trains?
It's a book, Elizabeth. Well, if you want to listen to the poem that Michael eventually chose, you can listen to episode 3.
I'm going to click leave.
We also had some very creative ideas for things to do during lockdown.
Carlos's reaction to our potential DIY projects involving certain pastas was very entertaining.
It was good, wasn't it?
And we thought we would do a lot of DIY, but we haven't done that much, actually, have we?
After the initial, like, let's paint the bathroom.
Yeah, that was a phase.
I'm going to get round to painting Clover's office mauve, but I'm in Dior. Either that or magenta, maybe fuchsia. I just think that's really
cool. Yeah, and I'm tempted just like to organise all of like Paul's books. It's a real urge I have to go in there, like cull and then organise them all.
Colour code them and then he'd never find the right book again.
Yeah, I think it would be a beautiful thing to do.
So do you think he's got his own system to organise his books? I mean, because some people, for them, disorganisation is organisation, but in a different way.
I would agree. Like I'm we're pretty safe to say like Paul knows where all his books are in his office, and he does have. You can see that there are clear sections, but within the sections there isn't much order. I don't think anyway.
Well, it's one of those things. If you don't know the rules, you can't see the order.
So going as an outsider, I think chaos, but Paul probably thinks heaven. So.
I'm afraid you're going to have to wait until we're back at church to find out whether we actually did anything to our dear pastor's offices. Jess, our first podcast guest, gave us a much healthier idea for lockdown entertainment.
Are you teaching yourself anything new, Jess, whilst you are in lockdown?
Yes.
Oh. Do tell.
I am challenging myself to be able to do the splits by the end of coronavirus.
Oh wow, so how low down can you go?
I'm making good progress, I'm quite flexible. But it's very satisfying, you notice the difference after a few days.
Really? Wow. So good.
Just do loads of stretches. People make the mistake of just like trying to do the splits and just try and go lots of far.
Is it more about stretching and like warming up and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you have to stretch your hamstrings and your hips. Your flexibility in the hips.
Can you stretch a bone?
No, but yeah, hip flexibility. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I might come in on the split challenge. I've never been able to do the splits. I still can't do the splits.
Well, we tried the Joe Wicks workout and we couldn't do it.
It was very funny. We tried doing the like kids like PE with Joe Wicks one. We couldn't do it. But then we did his like. What was it, like 20, 30 minutes of sweat? And we were like, this is good.
Yeah, actually. So one of his more targeted ones, that was a really good workout. So then the next day we were like, let's have a less intense one. So we thought we'd do the kids one. It was so much harder than his intense challenge.
It makes you realise how like active kids are. Because there was somewhere he was basically asking us to run around the room. We were like, we can't do this, Joe.
It was mad. I forgot how flexible, and I guess it's probably quite light as well, kids are. It's the whole like sitting on the floor and then jumping up and then sitting on the floor and then jumping up.
Yeah, so we didn't actually end up doing that much exercise. We went for walks, but I think that was more about creeping on people's houses.
I must say, creeping on houses, A, I wouldn't call it creeping, B, it's great fun.
You take risks at times like this and you have to know how to get out of the situation. And sometimes the best way to get out of a tricky situation is to dig deeper and make people feel sorry for you. And then all of a sudden you've diffused.
I might write that in my
book. That's what I did.
Jeff Weeks says, keep digging. Dig for victory.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I think we might have to invoke the Jeff Weeks defence after publishing this podcast.
Do you sit out in the garden much, or is that more of Ian's thing?
That is Ian's thing. I don't sit out in the garden like he does. No. He's literally brown all over.
Is he spending more time outside than inside then?
When it's sunny, yes. If he can, he will be out there.
Does he often sit out there?
Very little on.
I'm glad this is our podcast.
As you would. Well, we have learned a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, do you remember Minnie telling us about what I think is now the nation's dream job?
There's the chap who's in charge of development and play Lego. So he's a Lego professor. He's working on Cambridge research. You can Google those sorts of terms. Lego professor, Cambridge.
The play Lego professor.
His job title sounds really fun. He does say his job title sounds really fun, but it's very research based and not just playing with kids all day. He was saying homeschooling shouldn't look like school. It's just a very different one to keep the children enjoying themselves. They learn best when they're relaxed, and play is really, really important for all ages, really.
Yeah. When playing around with language with the Fords, we came across those words that if you say them too often, they lose all of their meaning, like squirrel, 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 squirrel. See what I mean?
Penguin is one.
Penguin?
Oh no, what have you done?
Have you seen the Benedict Cumberbatch documentary with Penguin?
Who books a voice actor on a specific topic which in just which so happens to coincide with the way
but it's about that it's so beautifully and artistically just begins to disintegrate as he goes along.
Yeah. So if you're feeling the lockdown blues, please do search for Benedict Cumberbatch Penguins. Actually, his name is hard enough to say.
Yeah, Cumberbatch. You would have thought he'd gotten good at that kind of stuff, but clearly not.
Bernie seeing his penguins.
Penguins. Here is his reference.
And Naomi shared with us a spurious family recipe.
That is your recipes.
Yeah,
we something could try. Yeah, we could bake them and do a little. Well, actually, maybe we shouldn't rate them because it might be a little bit.
But we could share everyone's recipes with everyone.
We could make a Whitcomb cookbook. Make a little cookbook. Like a lockdown cookbook. Like my mum has got like a missionary's cookbook.
Mm.
Just make like a Whitcomb lockdown cookbook. Wow,
that's a cute idea.
Yeah. Very good recipes in there, actually. A lot of them, our favourite, family favourite chocolate cake is vegan because of all the substitutes that my grandma would then have to make out on the mission field out in Taiwan. So it's with vinegar and oil.
No.
Rather than milk and butter.
Wow.
And I don't think there are any eggs in it either.
You'll have to try that. I don't trust honestly, that. Just, if you tell me vinegar and oil, I don't think
no, it is. And it is the lightest chocolate cake you will ever have, but it has such a depth.
You just eat it in your imagination.
Yeah. It's not actually real. It is mindfully vegan. But no, it is like, and they just do. The normal icing we would use would not be vegan. You'd obviously put butter in it. But you can get some really good vegan icing.
Right, that's my challenge to you, Naomi.
Shall I make you... Make me your... We call it Goofy Cake.
Goofy Cake? Goofy oh, that's cake. Adorable.
Call that's it Goofy really Cake. Okay. Yeah.
And Jeff Weeks dropped some more inimitable wisdom.
You wouldn't call somebody a dog biscuit if they were born in a biscuit tin or something.
Moving on from biscuit tins, thank you, Jeff. We now have, I think, our most precious highlights from Reuben Battle. Reuben, you have brought a sparkle back to our eyes and a light into this podcast, and we love you for it.
What are your other favourite animals, Reuben?
Elephant.
Do you know any facts about elephants?
Yes, they can make loud noises. They can...
What else can they do?
They can warn other elephants.
Oh, warn other elephants, okay.
Moving on to some different kind of entertainment. Strap yourselves in, folks, so this is a joke and a half.
What's taller beige? A piece of wood.
If you didn't catch that, wood is indeed tall and beige. And thank you, Jasper and Felicity, for redefining the joke.
Reuben thinks he's got some more favourite animals. What are they, Reuben?
Well, they are lions.
Mm-hmm. What fact do you know about lions?
They can roar. They can roar under lions.
Uh-huh.
And they can also roar.
They can
done.
We've loved having our little podcast guests. They've been such fun to talk to. B, I must admit, has been a real highlight.
Just got a fringe here.
Oh, so cute.
B, put your head up.
Okay.
Hi, B, we can see you now.
Yeah. I'm a bit low because I'm so small.
Oh, yeah. It's hard sometimes, isn't it?
I must say this is going better than I expected.
Thanks, Jeff. That's probably because we haven't got to the sound bites out of context yet. You're welcome.
I can't wait to get rid of Elizabeth.
So that's a soundbite.
There we go.
I mean, because some people, for them, disorganisation is organisation, but in a different way.
So I'm not Scottish, but I am.
That's quite long. I don't think anyone wants to sit and do that.
Yeah, Andy, stop talking.
It's like I haven't crossed my legs in 10 years. No. So we're just like, I'm really glad she's going.
That's another soundbite.
So you're bringing out the worst of us.
We know how to do it. So there seems to be something about this podcast that means that people feel ever so free with the stories they tell us. So here are some of our favourites.
Well, it's one that we thought we could publish. Yeah. I don't know anyone who knows what day of the week it is.
Oh, yeah. It's good having markers like staff meeting on like a Monday and then having things like youth group that transforms on a Friday.
Although that doesn't work for every leader. I mean, one leader notably just didn't show up one week because he forgot what day of the week it was. So
it would be no, like it would be,
I was like I was gonna say who shall remain nameless.
A big bleep over the top of it. Well,
you could put answers on a postcard. Guess which leader would forget what day it is.
I'll create a challenge.
Send in
for
your
the week.
Votes.
Oh, no doubt. I might get in trouble.
I know, yeah.
I should say the team is wonderful. And now I say that, it sounds like
there's more than one. I'm not going to say it.
It wasn't me or Kitty, because we wouldn't talk about ourselves.
might do. Sorry, British.
Kitty's just subtly calling me out.
Well, that wasn't quite the ordeal that I was expecting.
I'm glad. Do you remember you and Emily made me sign off that email to all the members with a holy tally-ho? I can't believe you got me
to
do that.
What a way to start the year.
Absolutely. And a holy tally-ho.
I shouldn't clover goodbye. Bye.
Yeah, like, bye. See you later. Bye.
Hello.
Oh, is it me?
It's the start as well. Hello, Ross. Hello. Hello, Clover. Hi.
Well, I think it's time we did our holy tally-ho.
Our holy tally-ho.
Thank you, everyone at Whitcomb, for listening to us, for letting us put out our nonsense on the internet.
Not just our nonsense, I'd like to preface.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of complicit.
We just facilitated it.
We did. And thank you to all of our guests for coming along. We loved chatting to you. And hearing your nonsense as well as our nonsense. Wow, that's the word of the episode today. Sense.
Oh, it is nonsense and highlight. Count how many times you say it.
So podcast bingo. So in the words of our first podcast.
That's okay. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. Oh my days, it's gonna be our final goodbye.
I might just put that in.
Oh, of course, it's still recording.
That's okay.
Bye.
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 Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye. Take bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Take care.
Love to everyone.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye for now, then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. I'll just do it for you. I feel like we should just have like a really slow, like melancholy version of our little like jingle at the end. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Let the violin play in the background.
That's another outtake.
Yeah.